Every year brings its fair share of shows that are dead on arrival, and I'm sharing my least favorite shows of 2024. What's worse, though, is when a favorite show veers off course. I have also shared some shows I've loved that just haven't stuck the landing this year. Orphan Black. Echoes. This futuristic show set in the same universe as the hit Canadian sci-fi Orphan Black is a pale imitation of a beloved property. Everything about this show just doesn't stick the landing, and it was rightfully cancelled in September 2024 after just one season. Kristen Ritter is a fantastic actress, but couldn't save this one. Perhaps if they hadn't tied themselves to Tatiana Maslany's show Orphan Black, this could have differentiated itself. As it stands, it's not even a fair comparison. The Regime. The Regime was a rare HBO Max miniseries that failed to meet expectations. It both failed as a satire and a political drama, much to the dismay of audiences. Kate Winslet is fantastic as usual. She earned a Golden Globe nomination recently for The Turn, and the supporting cast includes stars Matthias Schoenaerts, Matha Plimpton, Hugh Grant and Andrea Riseborough. It unfortunately just didn't connect, and the story of a crumbling authoritarian government didn't have the strength to set itself apart. The Acolyte. A show that began in a promising fashion soon became a farce too boring for regular audiences and alienated Star Wars faithful. It was one of the most derided shows of the year, and was cancelled quickly. While some of the risks the show took were appreciated by critics, the show's quality continued to drop through its run. The cast, however, was fantastic. Amanda Stenberg, Lee Joon-jae, Daphne Keene, Jodie Turner-Smith, Carrie Ann Moss and Manny Jacinto are all capable actors, even if the material let them down. This wasn't so much a terrible show as one that definitely didn't meet lofty expectations. Grey's Anatomy. Someone please, for the love of God, pull the plug on this show. I could not be more bored with the revolving door of doctors who have come and gone over 20 years, and the deaths and departures are no longer shocking. It's been a good decade since this show was good, and while it had some great glory days, it's time for it to be put out to pasture. They've run out of ideas, and it's clear to see. Frasier. I love Kelsey Grammer, but his shtick as the curmudgeon, smart aleck Dr. Crane has worn thin. In fact, it was pretty much a wash when the original Frasier ended in 2004. Now, two decades later, we have to watch this self-absorbed character continue to alienate people in his life under the hilarious guise of being quirky. This second season following Frasier as he tries to develop a better relationship with his son is just as insufferable as the first. The Bear? Oh, how the mighty have fallen. It racked up another 4 Golden Globe nominations. But the third season of this show was slow, poorly paced, and altogether messy. The acting, especially from star Jeremy Allen White, was superb. Kudos also to supporting turns from Ayo Edebiri, Liza Colon Zayas, and Aben Moss-Bachrach, but save for a smattering of episodes with really cool guest stars, this was a bust. With a ton of filler episodes, less immediacy to the proceedings and an overall huge drop in quality, this is the most disappointing season of television I saw this year. I can only hope The Bear returns to the glory it's achieved before with season 4. About the author, Jordan Parker is a freelance journalist and runs entertainment firm Parker PR. A huge lover and supporter of the local art scene, he's an avid filmgoer and lover of all genres. A2S LGBTQIA+ professional, he also works doing events and fundraising for the AIDS Coalition of Nova Scotia and has a passion for giving a platform to queer events and artists. His writing often skews toward local businesses, productions, events, and covering arts and entertainment. He's also an avid sports fan and spends every May getting let down by the Maple Leafs in the first round of the playoffs. Jordan believes in an open-door policy and welcomes story pitches and questions from readers. Email jordanparker339@gmail.co